Hello, everyone. This is Monique Lucy, president and founder of EquityByDesign.com. I'm a business consultant, and I work with entrepreneurs who want to get control and peace of mind around all the financial aspects of their business. I'm so excited today to be interviewing my special guest, Elaine Bailey. She is visiting us via telephone by Skype from the UK. And I want to tell you a little bit about her. She is the president and founder of Elaine Bailey International and Work Brilliant Coaching Solutions, which is a learning and development organization that's committed to growth and empowerment of busy corporate leaders and inspired entrepreneurs to become the best they can possibly be by taking a whole new approach to personal development, self-leadership, productivity, business, and lifestyle. Over the last 20 years, Elaine has created, designed, and delivered internationally successful cutting-edge leadership programs and trainings that have helped thousands of managers and senior executives step into a high level of leadership in their companies using transformational techniques to shift mindsets and strategy. Her approach is unique, combining both an intense focus on individual lifestyle and a deeper commitment to business leadership and transformation. Welcome, Elaine.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for being with us today. I know that you have a lot of really good information. And could you, in your own words, tell us what it is that you do?
Yeah, I think you hit it really well there in the introduction. I coach, mentor, and train busy, successful corporate leaders and inspired entrepreneurs to become the best they possibly can be by adopting a whole new approach to personal development, self-leadership, productivity, business, and lifestyle. So really, I describe myself as a leader of learning, and my approach is unique, combining both an intense focus on individual lifestyle, but also and a deeper commitment to business and leadership transformation. So one of my favorite authors is Daniel Goleman. And one of his quotes that I really love is, no creature can fly with just one wing. Gifted leadership occurs where heart and head, feeling and thought meet. And these are the two wings that will allow a leader to soar. And for me, that is really the essence of what I do, because I work with people with a blend of head and heart learning. As I'm sure you know, and a lot of your listeners will know, your thinking drives your feelings, and these strongly influence your action and results. So for me, self-leadership starts from the inside out, and it begins with personal growth. But the funny thing is, the power of this principle is in the application, and most people don't apply it, and they live their life unconsciously as a result. So my philosophy, Work Brilliant philosophy from my company, is of self-leadership, inspired really by the wisdom of knowing that potential is unlimited. And I use a combination of mindset, mindset, skill set, and behavioral strategies. So helping you become the leader in your own life so you can achieve the goals and dreams that you want. So I use a blend of learning solutions to do that.
Can you give a specific example of a particular application of how you would transform thinking to drive feeling?
Yeah, I mean, it's often, it's what we say, what you think of it, how you think affects how you feel, which affects your action and results. So if you're feeling unconfident in a situation, I had many years ago, I was working with a managing director of a company who rang me very suddenly and out of the blue. And he was really upset, saying that he thought he was going to lose his job. And can I come to see him? So I walked down to his office thinking, my goodness, what's he done? Has he committed fraud or something like this? And when I got there, his head was in his hands. He was sweating. He looked so worried and anxious and upset. And when we started having the conversation, he said to me, I'm going to lose my job in 2 weeks' time. And the reason he believed that he was going to lose his job in 2 weeks' time was the fact that he had to deliver a presentation to the worldwide board for his company. He'd never done this before. But he believed he was rubbish at presentation. So his thinking was, as soon as he got the call, he thought, I've got to do a presentation. And that invoked lots of negative feelings. and tapped into his feelings of worthlessness, his feelings of guilt, and feeling of fraud because he felt that he'd never actually tackled that issue properly, and he had a blockage of the word presentation. So I, as a result of that, how he thought about this generated and invoked the feelings, these very strong negative feelings then, which affected his action. And his action is physical as well as mental, that he got himself into a real state because our minds and bodies are connected. You try and have happy thoughts but miserable body language, it's very, very difficult to do. And he was then, that manifested in his actions and how he was. So he'd actually to lose his job in 2 weeks' time. What I did as a coach was help him reset his goal, and actually with a combination of mindset and helping him to set his mind for success and to apply the skills he already had as a good presenter, he was able to deliver a presentation that was very, very effective and very, very positive.
Wait, as a coach, do you can you tell the difference between, tell us the difference between like a coach and a consultant in terms of how you framed it? Did you direct him to a specific course of action or not?
I mean, I work for, very much work with people from the inside out, and I actually have my definitions, and it's one of the things I actually do as a coach, I coach coaches as well. So I train coaches to be coaches and accredit them. For me, coaching is focuses on short-term goals, and it's learning through clarity, self-discovery, and action. So I did some coaching with him because because he needed just some help on his clarity. He'd set the wrong goal. But coaching is more about problem solving for me. It's more about problem solving and advising. And that may involve diagnosis, maybe development of strategies, goals, action planning to make things happen. So in this particular case, I was actually coaching him. I was helping him to reframe his thinking, helping him see that he had, there were times when he delivered some excellent presentations. So he was able to actually build a strategy for himself so he could actually step up and deliver that presentation effectively.
That's great. When you're talking about thinking drives your feeling, I wonder, does it work the other way as well? Does feeling drive your thinking?
It depends. My understanding of it, and through two things, cognitive behavioral therapy and understanding the lizard brain, is the lizard brain works at 5/1000th of a second faster than thought. And your lizard brain, the stem of your the oldest part of your brain, is more connected to the chemicals that create emotions. That when you're under stress and pressure, that you react, and it's survival technique. So your thinking goes to survival, and in this case, it was survival for him, because his lizard brain was saying, "Hang on a minute, there's a threat here." Now we can't determine whether the threat is mental or physical, and we don't know the difference, so we prepare ourselves in both places. So it's that fast, instant thought there from the primitive brain actually invoke the feelings that are associated with it.
That is, go ahead.
Sorry, I think to have a generation of a thought first, whether it's from the primitive brain, which is 5/100th of a second faster than normal thought, or whether it's actually your own thinking, which will then stimulate and evoke emotions as a result of it.
That's a really interesting perspective. I think that gives us a lot more control over our thoughts. I mean, we realize just how powerful our thoughts can be, and that they can turn our feelings around.
And they're not necessarily real. They're not the truth.
There's a bumper sticker that I love, which is don't believe everything you think.
Absolutely.
How long have you been doing this, Elaine?
Well, teaching and training and learning is in my genes. I actually come from three generations of teachers, so and head in schools. So I've been an international learning and development consultant, a professional consultant for over 24 years now. And my role as an international consultant, I've traveled the world training, designing, delivering leadership programs, behavioral skills stuff, seminars, courses, coaching, mentoring for large to medium organizations such as Barclays Bank, Vodafone, HSBC, even the UK government, to name just a few. So, and I've trained in some amazing places as well, extensively in the UK and Europe, USA, Canada, Singapore, Lebanon. The one that stands out for me is I actually trained conflict management in Beirut once. So I've actually traveled the world, Dubai, all kinds of different places, training and coaching. So I've been doing this for a long time, and in addition to that, I regularly train others to become presenters, trainers, facilitators, consultants and coaches too, and I'm a keynote speaker. So learning is really my life, and most importantly, I'm a lifelong student of me. So not only have I chosen a career in learning, but I also take my own learning and growth extremely seriously, and I invest a lot of time, I invest money in making sure that I can be the best I can possibly be, so I can help the people that I serve. So this has always been at the heart of my success in speaking, coaching, training, consulting. And I see learning as my life and my legacy to others. And I just love, love, love it with a passion. What I do is just phenomenal.
It really comes across, and I bet your clients love you too. So why don't you tell us about who are your clients? I know that you were your intro talked about that you work with corporate leaders and entrepreneurs, and those seems like two really different kinds of people. Is that so in your view?
There's two different streams, two different angles. But my clients are typically busy, successful people who are leaders either in the corporate world or in their own business, who are maybe in startup and are already running their business, who need some support. And the premise really is I work with people to help them be the best they possibly can be. So it's invoking really a spirit of self-leadership. It's about helping them be the leaders in their life. So whether they're looking for career promotion within the corporate world, or to be the best they possibly can be as a leader in the corporate world, or whether they're wanting to balance all the challenges of becoming an entrepreneur, and I can speak both languages because I've worked extensively in both fields. So entrepreneurs often come from a corporate background, and they make that decision. So, the people who have actually coached work with me from a wide range of fields. I've had business trainers, consultants, coaches, nurses, vets and people in veterinary practice, accountants, lawyers, bankers, writers. I even work with a scientist who does scientific research. So I'm able to translate that because I'm helping people come from their busy lives, their business world, whatever that business world means for them, and helping them to move forward.
How does somebody know that they need to work with you, or what are some of the things that run through people's heads before they look for you?
I think there's a few things really. I think first of all that because of today's fast-paced, exhaustive world, many of us are living reactively in chaos and overwhelm. So there is too much to do, and really not enough time to do it in. So we tend to settle and survive. We make do with mediocre, and often our goals and dreams get left in suspended animation, waiting for us that day or that week when we can start getting around to doing it. So whether it's moving forward something in our business, we just get stuck in what I call the do-do of doing. So you get do-do of doing. We forget to step back and think. We forget to learn and grow ourselves. So that's the core for me of human growth, is based around self-leadership. So these principles are universal to busy, successful people wherever you work, whether you work for yourself or you work in an organization. So I think people come to me for two reasons, because of really I have that extensive experience in both worlds. So I can talk corporate language because I understand from being immersed in that world, and how to help people who work for an employee. But I also have the ability to translate that and my experience of working as an entrepreneur and all the busy challenges that come with that, trying to be everything from an accountant to to an admin person, to a marketeer, to a leader, to just doing the job I love, which is the reason why most of us have set up our businesses in the first place. For me, I set up my business because I love coaching. But when you actually step into it, you realize how much more there is to business other than just actually doing that piece at what you love.
Yeah, and you, I mean, you model what you've done yourself, because I know that you are now a full-time entrepreneur yourself.
Yes, I made the leap over a year ago now. I think it's probably about 18 months ago now, actually.
Yeah, congratulations. That I think just showing people that it is possible to do that is more powerful than anything that you or I could say, but just actually seeing it in action is what's so powerful.
Thing is that I feel as well is I feel that I've gone there first. So I often am the after of many of my clients before in that sense, because I'm prepared to go there even when it feels uncomfortable and actually learn and grow.
I do think that's one your unique ability in being able to help people who are ready to take that leap because you've done it yourself. So, yeah.
Absolutely.
Are there some ways that you're different from other business coach mentors? In other words, if someone was thinking, yeah, I think maybe I could benefit from having a coach, how would they go about looking for one? How would they go about assessing one? How are you different from others? What kinds of things should they be looking for?
There's a couple of things I can help with here. I could say, first of all, I'll share with you how different I am, or what I feel is my difference from other business coach mentors. And then I can share with you how some tips for anybody who's thinking of working with a coach, how to actually start to find one. I think you've mentioned already a little bit about some of my unique abilities in terms that I help people who are ready to take the leading role in their life and make things happen. And we said business or the corporate world. But my unique approach is I actually work with people intuitively in a unique way that enables them to come up with creative solutions that they hadn't thought of before. I can help them to create and hold space that brings forward these innovative solutions that come from within. So I help them build the fire within themselves. And I have a natural ability to work at a deeper level with individuals and help them to connect to that deeper level of themselves that maybe they've never been to before, and helping them build that fire within so they can draw out. I can draw out what a person really wants when maybe they don't even know in themselves when they come into a coaching session. So I'm so passionate about helping them become the best they possibly can be. I have been accused of being a witch on several occasions because of able to hone in and actually get to the core of the issue rather than the symptoms. I was actually doing that today. One of my clients today said that very same thing, that I was able to get her deeper to the core of the issue rather than just the symptoms that she was playing with on her own. So I recognize that if you want to be a leader, you need to be a leader in your own life, a personal business, and at a spiritual level. And I think that's what I actually bring to the party. I'm here to help shine that light and guide you on the journey. That's how I see my unique abilities in terms of that. And in terms of how do you know if you need a mentor yourself and where to find one, I would start by looking at what coaching actually is. And I gave you a very brief definition. I always look at the difference between coaching and consulting and mentoring, because the key thing is what you're really looking for in a coach. And there are many reasons why people decide to work with a coach. And one of the main things is that you can't do it all your own. Sometimes you can't see. It's like that, it's the trick of life is the fact that you can look and help other people, but you can't see it in yourself. So sometimes you need that mirror. You need somebody to mirror back. So when people are talking to me about potentially working with a coach, I ask them a series of questions or get them to go away and think about it. And these questions are, first of all, ask yourself, why do you need a coach? The second question would be, what is your intention for working with? What do you want to do, be, or have as a result of working with? And why do you feel that a coach would help you? And often, there are There are lots of reasons why. And again, I love quotes. Jim Rowan, who was an American philosopher, he said that you're the average of the five people that you spend most of your time with. So one of the reasons why people may be sourcing a coach or wanting to look for a coach is that if you look around and look at the five people that you spend most of your time with, that they may not be that nurturing, supportive relationship. They may not know what you need to learn. They may be family and friends, but none of them have ever run a business. So whilst they can give their opinions, they've not actually experienced the ups and downs of actually running a business. So they have the experience to help you to take your business to the next level. So that's one thing that I would look for when I'm thinking of looking for a coach. It's also hard to do it on your own. It's impossible to do everything yourself. And what a coach does is provides kind of like a beacon of light in the darkness, a lighthouse in the storm to help you navigate to port. They're always there for you. They'll walk with you and help you find your center and keep that forward motion. Again, another thing to think about if you're actually a coach or looking for a coach is they can help you with clarity, because a coach will help you to get clear and say what you really want, even if you think you don't know. So coaching can help you get clearer and move away from the noise and distraction, because there's so much that we can get distracted by. Great, your corner as well. A coach believes in you, so it's somebody who can see the bigger, brighter, and better version of yourself all the time. They can see the best in you. They can see your potential ability when you can't even see it yourself. And they can hold you accountable too. So they can help you. If you wanted to, you're more likely to take the action steps and do things and move forward and make that change. And one of the key challenges I found with people often is we often know what we should be doing or what we must do. But it's that discipline and persistence to make it happen. And if you've got somebody who's there that you're accountable to, then you get that discipline and persistence and motivation that helps you to achieve your goal.
I found that to be so true for myself personally. I know I have two coaches myself, one you and I share in common. That's how we met. And the other is a very hands-on weekly face-to-face conversation. So I actually recognize the benefits of having different styles of coaching. So having two coaches is not. When I say that to people, they kind of look at me going, "Really? Why do you need two coaches?" And I look at them and I say, nobody ever asks that of an Olympic athlete.
No.
They never think that that's odd that an Olympic athlete would have two, three coaches.
Yeah.
And it's the same in life, and it's the same in business. And I know that I would not be where I am in my business today without having had coaching and continuing to have coaching. So
Absolutely.
I know that it's absolutely critical to moving through, and I'm going to use a cuss word here, but moving through all kinds of shit as you are growing. Because every time you move to the next level, or you get to the next spiral on the level on the spiral, there are newer types of problems, or deeper kinds of problems, or things that come up that without me having that person to rely on to go back to get clarity, that is, I think,
That's
what
right.
is critical, is the clarity piece.
I totally agree with you. And that it's almost it's like a coach has a sixth sense in terms of that mirror to be able to sensitive to your emotions and moods, and they can recognize and understand the negative mindsets that block your thinking that you might not even know you have because it's coming out in what I call leaky language when you're playing small, and they can help you to turn it around, which you don't realize. You don't sometimes we don't know what it's like being on the receiving end of you, or I say to, if it's talking about me, I'd what's it like being on the receiving end of me? And I use that often with my clients, but it's in a safe and creative environment, so you get to try on different things and move forward and move through that shit, as you say. Absolutely.
You had talked about one of your clients feeling like a fraud, and I know that I have worked through a lot of that myself. And I know a lot of my clients talk about it. And there's a lot of shame around even admitting that there's that feeling of, if people just, if they think they really knew me, they would not be coming to me. I mean, who am I? How do you deal with that? How do you personally, as well as with your clients?
I think the most one of the first things is I always go back to the fact that your thoughts are not necessarily real, that the thoughts aren't necessarily the truth. And
Amen.
I always go back to value and helping people. And when I coach people, I help them to find their value and know their value. So if you can actually tap into what your value is and understand and know what you're passionate about and your learning and growth and know what you bring to the party. And in fact, I'm doing this at the moment with some leaders, some private clients I have who are working leadership roles in an organization. And in just in a month, I've seen a phenomenal change in somebody who was very unconfident and unsure. But what she did was she sat down and actually started to look at and created the mantra for herself, I have value. And she defined what that was for the first time in her life. And she understood that she wasn't started to understand that she wasn't a fraud because this is what she brought. These are the gifts that she has to share. So it's about helping, I think it's about helping people find their gifts and actually being able to use those gifts in the world is a phenomenal thing. And that's what helps me and know that I'm not a fraud. I mean, we're all working. We're all work in progress as we're all learning and growing. And just by being imperfectly perfect, as I define it, is that it's the scope for learning, it's the scope for growing. And there's a huge difference between that and actually thinking that actually you're not up to the job or you're not up to this. It's knowing what value you have and how you can share in the world.
That's key. You've talked about the kind of people that you work best with. Are there, can you work with anyone, or are there some people that you do not work well with?
Well, I can work with. I am quite diverse in terms of the types of people that I work with. But the people that I tend not to work well with are the people who are the type of people who show up and want to just talk about what they want to do, but they don't actually want to do any of the work. So it's maybe that they're just interested and not committed. They just want to have a conversation, but it might be that they don't take responsibility. Often it might be somebody who doesn't take responsibility for their own learning and growth. So they blame everybody else for the current situation or their lack of success. But they're quite happy to sit there, and they may be part-time learners. I call them part-time learners because they're interested in growing when they just feel like it. And the whiny, moany ones who like to play the victim, and they want to stay in that because sometimes there's almost a comfort in uncomfortableness of remaining in it as a victim. So those are the types of people that, for me, I tend not to work with. Because and you can spot them quite easily to begin with, because it's all external, it's all about everybody else and not about them taking responsibility and ownership for their actions and their goals and their lives actually.
I have two quotes actually I'm looking at right now that are on my monitor. One is it says, "No one is a failure until they blame somebody else."
Yeah, very true.
And the other one is, "When you blame others, you give up your power to change."
That's it.
And that's from Dr. Robert Anthony. "When you blame others, you give up your power to change." And I think that's
Absolutely.
that's kind of what you're talking about. You've touched on something, the part-time learner thing, and just I think that there is, well, in my experience, and also when I work with entrepreneurs setting up their business, there's sometimes we do hit walls. Sometimes they realize that, oh my God, this is hard. This is not as easy as I thought it was going to be. So, can you talk a little bit about the difference between a part-time learner and then, really coming up face to face with some difficult stuff sometimes, whether it's
Yeah, I think
emotional.
I think with a part-time learner would give up at the first hurdle. So it would be, oh, this is difficult. This is, we started off with lots of enthusiasm and buzz and drive and, oh, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that, focus on the end in mind. But as soon as things start to get a little bit tough, then it's, I can't do it. It could be, oh, well, I tried that and it didn't work. So the part-time learner is somebody who gives up at the beginning when it starts to get difficult, and we all have feelings of that sometimes, and we all want to give up at sometimes as well. But there's a difference between saying that you've had enough and you feel like quitting, and actually quitting. That they are two distinctly different. And I did write a blog post about that actually about a year ago, I think. Again, one of the great things about having a coach and working with a coach is that when you hit that wall, which we all inevitably do for different times, is that we can get clear, and a coach will help you recognize the block and identify whether that roadblock is mindset or skill set, or it's a combination of the two, and start to help you to actually navigate a path either around it or work through it. And the difference between somebody who is committed to learning is, well, yeah, that's just what it is. How do I get around it? What do I need to do? Rather than, oh, well, it's just too hard, or I didn't have time. When a part-time learner hits that wall, they will often use excuses. And one of the main excuses often could be time. Oh, I haven't had time to do it. I didn't get time to look at it.
Yeah, that's a big
Because
one. That's a
it's
really
a
big
great
one.
one. Yeah. And it's no disrespect to anybody, but it's very easy to give up at the first hurdle. And 80% of people often do, because it's the 20% that actually focus on and are determined to be successful and to get what they want in terms of their goals and dreams. Without help and support, can really blast through and get their momentum back straight away, or nearly straight away.
Yeah, I have a visual about what you're talking about there. It's kind of like a rocket ship leaving Earth, and it's working against gravity. So there's a lot of fuel, there's a lot of energy being consumed. But then there comes that moment when you break orbit, and you're out and that's when you hit that place, you go, oh my God, it was so worth it.
Absolutely. And where all that gravity is and all that shit is, if you pardon the expression, because I feel safe to use that now.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Where all that is really is, it's outside of your comfort zone. It's because you stepped outside of that comfort zone. It doesn't feel as safe and secure. It's very uncertain. We have doubt, and we want to know certainty. We want to have answers. But it's sometimes we don't know the answers. You actually got to take those steps and work through. So it's about living in that uncomfortable zone, in the outside of your comfort zone, and actually creating a new normal. And so then the gravity and so on falls away, and then it becomes more effortless because you get momentum, and you keep moving, you keep that forward motion.
Yeah, that's absolutely true. So if somebody wants to work with you, how would they go about, can they sign up for just one session with you? Is that possible?
People tend not to work with me for one session. The reason being is that I tend to work with people for a minimum of 3 months. Most of my clients work between 6 months and a year. And I get quite a lot of people who repeat as well. So we build that relationship. The reason why really is what I call one and done sessions really work, because we have one coaching session. Say it's an hour, say it's 30 minutes, but there's no follow-up or support and you're on your own. So a one-off session adds limited value. Easy to stay stuck in old patterns and habits. It's harder to sustain change when you're on your own. And some of the things that we learn are say mindset as well as skill set, and they can take time to actually embed. So I focus on creating great learning partnerships where things can really happen, and allowing the space for mindset shifts and to keep building on and layering on. So it is a journey, but the journey, having that accountability partner with you, will help you get further faster. So I don't do just one-off sessions unless I know the person very well and I've worked with them already, and there's a specific targeted thing. So it's very, very rare that I do that. How people work with me, usually, one of the first things that I offer people is, well, people start to work with me by often reading my e-zine, which is my weekly newsletter, Work
And tell
Brilliant.
everybody where they can find that on the web.
If you go to www.elainebaileyinternational.com, and then right-hand side there, it says Work Brilliant. I think it says free advice from Elaine, and there are tips and tools and practical advice, weekly practical advice on helping you be the leader in your own life, you be the leader in your own business, all about self-leadership. And I write every Thursday, so there's loads and loads of information there. So that's the first thing. The second thing is that I offer anybody who's interested in working with me at any point a free complimentary clarity call. So what this is really is an opportunity for us to talk on the phone and really just start to explore what your goals are. Get a feel for each other and the focus on what you're looking for and perhaps how I might be able to help you. And one of the most important things, as it is challenging when you're first thinking about working with a coach, is to make sure that that relationship is right. So it gives you and me an opportunity to actually get a feel for whether we're a good match or not. And it's not a coaching session as such, it's just an opportunity for you to share about what you're looking for, what you're looking for in a coach. I can help you to talk around that as well because I can share experiences of coaching and what might work and what might not work for you. And you can actually ask any questions that you have about coaching or working with me. So if somebody wants to do that, then the way to contact me is through my website or alternatively, if you send an email to info@elainebaileyinternational.com and just put clarity call as a heading and we'll send you more information.
That sounds great. I also see on your website that you have a Work Brilliant Kickstart pack. Can you tell us some more about that?
Pack is a couple of there's a couple of things on there. The first thing is it's a talk that audio, a talk that I did and a keynote speech that I did a year ago. And I run fairly regularly, which is Are You in Business or Busyness? Four ways to get, which is getting you to look at where you are now. And we talked very briefly about the overwhelming chaos and reactivity that we all get stuck in doing rather than actually living our lives, and we get overwhelmed. So it talks about this and how to recognize the main culprits of busyness that take us off track and distract us. And then it provides four ways to get your life back on purpose. So that's what that audio is. And the second part of the Kickstart pack is then a free subscription to my e-zine. So you get weekly advice and tools and tips on a every Thursday in your inbox.
Yes, and I would like to let people know again that your website is elainebaileyinternational.com, and any emails to go to info@elainebaileyinternational.com. So I think I would like to wrap up, and I'm wondering if there are any last thoughts you might like to leave us with. I always like to ask, you know, if there's is there one if there's one thing that you would say to people, what would that be?
There's one thing I would say for you to be the most successful in your own life is about becoming a student of you. By being a student of you, I am, as I mentioned, a lifelong student of me. And learning and growing is a lifelong thing. It's very easy to become fixed in our mindset and stop learning. But if you stop learning, you stop growing and you stop leading. So I was given a quote by Mahatma Gandhi on a business card on a that was left on a pillow as part of a turndown service when I was in Beirut, actually, in the hotel. And it said, "Learn as if you're going to live forever. Live as if you're going to die tomorrow." And really, my mantra, because learning is never done, and the more you learn, the more you grow. The more you can really connect to your life and your business and your passions. And life is about living. It's not just about sort of getting to the end of it and thinking all the things that I could have done and should have done. It's about in the moment. And that would be the thing that I would share with you is learn as if you're going to live forever and be a perpetual student of you.
You have on your website a quote from Diane Ackerman that I love too. I don't want to get to the end of my life and find that I lived just the length of it. I want to have lived the width of it as well.
Yeah, and I have the depth of it too.
And the depths. And you are such a great guide to help people get to those widths and those depths. So I want to thank you so much for being with us today. I know that I've gotten a lot out of it, and I know that my listeners have as well. So thank you again, and I look forward to seeing you really soon.
Thank you.
All
And
right.
well.
Thanks. Bye, Elaine.
Bye-bye.